Young researchers are also enjoying the chance to pursue their own questions through the British Council's Darwin Now Awards. They're invited to carry out in another country fieldwork relating to Darwin, his legacy, evolutionary theory, or biodiversity. One of the recipients of an award is Janice Ansine, who works at the Open University in the UK, coordinating a range of projects that enhance public engagement with science and nature. She'll use her expertise to examine the biodiversity experience Jamaican style. She'll explore the island's contribution to Darwin's legacy and encourage people to use their own local arts and culture to express their personal responses to life's infinite variety. Ansine considered various aspects of Darwin's life and work in relation to Jamaica before deciding on her project.
The link between Darwin and Jamaica is a varied link. There is the dichotomy that exists between the religious thought and the scientific thought. I grew up in Jamaica, and there is always this discard associated with Darwin and evolution versus Christianity. Jamaica is a deeply religious country. You grow up going to church, and then when you start thinking and you're learning about things in different ways, you start to question things. You know, where are you from? How did you originate? You tend to start exploring these issues in different ways. And this happens to a lot of young people in Jamaica as you grow up. The general collection of Jamaican species and biodiversity has contributed to a large extent to other studies and work over the years. And Darwin himself actually had naturalist colleagues in the Caribbean and in Jamaica do little experiments for him in his day, and this information did help to guide his work. But the Jamaicans don't know about this. They do know that a lot of specimens were collected in Jamaica, and a lot of these helped to build the specimen collections, say, for example, even at the Natural History Museum in London. But it's taking it to that other level. How else did Jamaica influence this type of work in that time? Not many people in Jamaica, for example, know that Darwin had thoughts about slavery, and their writings about some of the things that he did linked with supporting the abolitionist cause. And this is debated in some of the more recent publications about Darwin's life that have emerged in this 200th anniversary of his birth. When I saw the call for applications for the Darwin Now Awards, a lot of these issues came to the forefront that I've thought about over the years in terms of Darwin's contribution and scientific theory. How is this perceived in Jamaica? And looking at the state of our own natural resources and what the resources have contributed over time to general knowledge about biodiversity. And reflecting on this, I thought, this could be an opportunity to meld all these issues, all these sort of divergent issues that do come together but probably are not thought of in this way. And I thought, what better way to do it than to explore it within the context of Jamaican arts and culture? My project basically will be looking at how we can use different mechanisms, more creative ways of communicating these issues and getting the public involved in one way. First of all, looking at how they can interpret these theories.
The first phase of Ansine's project will draw on conversations that Darwin himself had with contemporaries in Jamaica.
One of the things that I'll be doing is looking at some of the correspondence that Darwin himself had with naturalists from Jamaica, who we would ask to assist him with various pieces of research, looking at various species and so on. And some of this information is noted in quite a number of his letters over those years. I managed to start sourcing some of his correspondence using the resources that are based at the University of Cambridge through the Darwin Correspondence Project.
The insights from this phase will help shape the second stage of the project, a short series of workshops and seminars. The fruits that emerge, be they poetry, prose, music or art, will be showcased in the final phase of the project, an exhibition to enhance public awareness of evolution and biodiversity.
What I'm hoping to do is to
develop a series of small workshops with young people, possibly those who pursue the arts, and have them using their own creativity, whether it's through the written word, through music, or through art, to interpret their own views of these issues, and then using what they create to mount a larger exhibition and look at how people react to that and see, can that create a change in people's perception? Not only in perception, in terms of action and the things that they may do on their own individual and local levels.
How will the project weave together Darwin's theories and the responses they inspire in local communities?
I am hoping that this project will be seen as an example, a working example, a hopefully successful example of how you can interpret scientific theories for the public to get engaged and involved, utilizing things that they can understand, that they see as part of their lives. So therefore, it's not disparate from their lives. It's not something that's set apart and different. But because it's interpreted in a way which they understand and they love, they can take on board these issues.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.